ध्यायामोदवलावगुण्ठनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। Yeah, so in the previous day, we saw Lakshmi Dara speaking about Ajnanam. Ajnanam, as if veiling the self as long as inquiry or vicharam is not there. So vicharam is the key. This is the same thing that Shankara also says, Vastu Siddhir Vicharena Nakinchit Karma Koti Bihi. Vastu, if we have to know an entity, knowledge can happen only through vicharam, not through any other means. It's only vicharam, inquiring into an object. So if moksha or the goal of Brahman can be achieved through karma, then we would be realized by now, because we are doing lot of seva or selfish activities as well. Selfish, selfless, whatever, good, bad, all types of activities we are doing. So we would realize. The same applies to even other activities like japam, dhyanam, bhajan, etc. If those can give jnanam, those can give moksham, then moksham directly, then we would be realized by now. But we are not. So what is lacking? So for most of the people in the world, what is lacking is this vicharam. They are not able to think, they are not able to analyze, they are not able to inquire as to what to do, what not to do. They are not able to remember that everything is one Brahman. So this doesn't mean just in words, saying Brahma Jagan Mithya, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. It's not in words, it has to be in action. Action means how action? While doing action, remembering inside that it doesn't matter what I am doing. I'll remain unaffected by whatever happens externally. So that attitude doesn't come. And it can come. This attitude of Jagan Mithya comes very easily when it is for others. So when somebody asks us, what should I do? Immediately, Jagan Mithya, why should you bother? Don't worry, it's only Jagat Mithya, it is only Mithya Jagat. Very easily or casually we will say. But when the same applies or when the same comes to us, that is when we will realize that it is not as simple as it seems. It is not in words. Words are another type of action. It's not in word. Spirituality is all about the mental state, about the conviction of the intellect. So intellectual conviction is something which is very, very much required. It's not just learning one thing or being inspired by something. So we can get inspired by what Amrita Swarupananda sings. What does that inspiration do for us? Nothing. It doesn't do anything as long as we don't start learning music, we don't practice. So he inspires me to sing. What does that do for us? Nothing. What will we do? We'll just say he inspires me and then ignore it. So that is how spirituality is implemented in many cases. We just get inspired by something and then just ignore it. We don't act upon that inspiration. So in this case, how can we really utilize that inspiration? By singing bhajans, by practicing, by learning music, by doing sadhana of music, learning. But we don't have even time for sadhana, 5 or 6 hours of sadhana with respect to spirituality, then forget music and other stuff. And add to all these, we have work, we have parents, we have this, we have that. We have n number of things that we have to do, and we are bound by them. We are so bound by them that if, as Amma says, our life, currently, today, the life is such that it's all based on one or two things. So it is very subtle. Things are very subtle. One in office, one process or one job stops, then that's it. That's the end of the world for us. It changes everything. So why is it this way? It is this way because we don't have proper vicharam. If we have vicharam, then in the first case, problems will not arise. If there is proper vicharam, we will do whatever is required. Whatever is required rightly, we will do it. We will plan things, we will do things the right way. And vicharam also means remembering Brahman. Remembering Brahman is as good as surrendering to Brahman. If we surrender to Brahman, then Krishna's eternal advice that I'll take care of you. That will happen. But that surrender doesn't come easily. So that surrender doesn't come easily. Vicharam doesn't come easily. What comes easily is mental problems. What comes easily is Jagat Satyam. So Jagat is real. And as a result, we search for things to do. So we search for as to what we can do in order to adjust on our weaknesses. So many times, human beings are used to adjusting to things. So if they know there is a weakness, they won't fix it. Rather than fixing it, try out some alternative, try something else, try to just hide it. So that won't work in this case. So the huge discussion about karma and jnanam is what Lakshmidhara enters next. So this is something which is very important because jnanam, if jnanam has to be truly implemented, we have to have vicharam, we have to have proper inquiry. And vicharam is as good as vivekam. But vicharam, in order to implement vicharam, we need vairagyam. So vairagyam is something which is very important. Without vairagyam, without proper vairagyam, proper passion to Ishvara, passion to Brahman, we will not get a fruit. We will be inspired by Advaita Makaranda, but we will not be able to even chant the shlokas of Advaita Makaranda, let alone remember the meaning. And even if we remember the meaning, when the right time comes, we will not be able to say, oh, my eva udeti chidvyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. It is a gandharva nagaram, so I'll be brave. I'll try to do whatever I have to do. But after that, whatever happens, I am fine. Oh, Ishvara, it's all your play. It's all your drama. I am fine with whatever happens. So such an attitude cannot happen properly without vairagyam. And this vairagyam, vivekam, vicharam, etc. are not related to karma. Any amount of karma will not give us all those. So the big discussion of karma and jnanam comes up now. So as per whatever Lakshmidhara has said previously, anything apart from Brahman is creation of Maya or Ajnanam. So Ajnanam has created everything. So what is real? Real is Brahma Satyam. Everything else is Jagat Mithya. It is Mithya. So if that is the case, then an objection is raised. So if that is the case, what about the statements in the scriptures about karma? About doing this, about doing that. Don't even the Shastra say Atma Vare Drashtavyo, Shrotavyo, Mantavyo, Nididhyasitavya. All those are actions. So what about actions? If everything apart from Brahman is unreal, then what would happen to those statements? If those statements are wrong, if the statements about karma is wrong, then if the statements about karma is wrong, then the statements about Brahman also has to be accepted as wrong, because a person who tells lies 50% of the time about a topic, it would we can't take it for granted that he would tell the truth at the other 50% of the time. We can't take it. We can't assume it. We'll have to say that he lies all the time. So which means If the Karmakanda statements are not authoritative, then statement about Brahman also will be not authoritative or unauthoritative, which means those also have to be negated. So this is where we have to remember that logic. Logic cannot take us till the end. If we enter into world or duality, then logic can be used to defeat an opponent. Logic can be used to twist any statement. As Shankara says, if one person gives a logic, another person will give a logic which is more deeper, more subtle or more logical. So all those logic cannot take us anywhere. So that is why vairagyam. So if a person who has vairagyam will not get distracted by logic, such a person will not enter into arguments. So many times we find that we end up with arguments with others. So we end up discussing stuff, and when we discuss stuff, we kind of try to see the logical or illogical aspect of it. We should never enter into such arguments in the first place. So Upadesha Pancharatnam or Sadhana Panchakam, there Shankara says that a person should never enter into all those arguments. Arguments are useless. The only argument that Vedanta accepts is vivadam, or proper discussion. It's not an argument, discussion between two learned people so that they get more knowledge. We are not learned, so vivadam is ruled out. The other, of course, there are two types of vadam that Shastras accept. The other is samvadam, a normal discussion in the form of question-answer. And that can be directed only to a spiritual master, person who is learned, who is realized. So we are not realized, so we should never encourage any such argument. If somebody wants to enter into discussions with us, we should just ignore it. We are not learned enough, we are not well learned that we can answer all the questions on Vedanta. And even if we can, there will be more questions, there will be more logical doubts. We have to direct it to people like Amma or Paramartha or Balakrishna Nair or Nuchur, such people. We have to direct such argumentative people to them. Immediately they will stop. So, there are people in the world who just want to mock at others, mock at Vedantins. So they'll just ask questions, they'll just say, okay, what is this? What do you believe in Vedanta? You should enjoy life. We can start explaining stuff as per what we have learned, but will that help? It won't help. You should just ignore it. You should just not even respond. Just smile and leave it. You don't have to even say yes or no. Just smile and keep quiet, keep mum. Silence is gold, we know that. Just keep silent, the person will run away. The age-old statement of resist the devil and he will flee is not applicable today. That is only for a certain type of devils. There are devils in the world. The more you resist, the more powerful they'll become. They are like Vali. You can't fight with him. If you fight with him, the more you try to fight with him, the more stronger he'll become, because he gets your power. So we should not enter into all such arguments. So here of course Lakshmidhara puts all these arguments in order to clear our knowledge. These are food for our mind, food for our intellect, so that we can become convinced about one Brahman. So that is why here it is undertaken. It's not for one's intellectual nourishment, just for intellectual nourishment. This is intellectual nourishment to help us remember Brahman. It is not a kind of a scholarly debate that is undertaken here. So anyway, so that is the argument that an opponent raises. So you can say that the answer is kind of simple. So Lakshmidhara asks for another question. So question for question. So he says, okay, what do you say? Yeah, like let's try to analyze it. So, I have a question here. So, you said that this Karmakanda Vakyam are there and Brahma Vakyam are there. So, I want to know that When are these? Like, when do you think the Karmakanda statements are invalid with respect to Brahman? Of course, you have learned Vedanta, so tell me. Are the Karmakanda statements, you say Karmakanda statements are not authoritative or invalid. So when are they invalid? Are they invalid after Brahmajnanam or before Brahmajnanam? So, after or before? So after. So if it is after Brahmajnanam, so after Brahmajnanam, it can't be valid. So it is not valid, that is what we say. And it is a right statement to make that after Brahmajnanam, Karmakanda statements are invalid. Why? Because aptakamasya kaspraha. Okay, that won't just serve. You can't just quote the scriptures, say such a person is a desireless person, therefore no Karmakanda statement. Okay, I'll give you another example. So, after a person takes up grihastha ashrama, the brahmacharya ashrama statements are invalid, which means they are not authoritative. So, and the same applies for a sannyasi. When a person gets into sannyasam, the statements in the scriptures about grihastha ashrama are invalid. So, in the same way, after brahmajnanam, statements about karma are invalid. And it is logical. If you accept the former case with respect to the varna, not varna ashrama, with respect to the four ashrama dharmam, if you accept that, the grihastha ashrama and all those, then you have to accept this as well. So therefore it is logical, it is tenable. And so that is with respect to after brahmajnanam, Karmakanda is invalid. And if you say Karmakanda is invalid before brahmajnanam, okay, now let me retract my statement. I meant not after brahmajnanam, but before brahmajnanam itself. Since there is only one Brahman, therefore all other statements before brahmajnanam itself, they are invalid. If you say so, perfect, we agree with that. We want that, we accept that. Why? Atmajnana mahanidha jrimbyate asmin jaganmaye dirghaswapne svuranti yete swargamokshadi vibhramaha. So whatever you say, we accept it. We are fine with it. So that means, here what it means is that whether it is before or after, there is only one thing which is real. Whether you call it after or before, it is one Brahman who alone is real. And that is why Karmakandas, most of the time, Karmakandas fail. Karma has only one purpose, Chittasya Shuddhaye Karma. Karma helps in purity of mind. Purity of mind is indirectly related to moksha, because purity of mind is essential for apprehending jnanam or jnana nishta, we can say. Therefore, indirectly, purity of mind is the only purpose of karma in spirituality. So karma, that is why many people enter into this karma, that karma, they want to do this meditation, that meditation, all those are karma. So all those are karma. So what is jnanam then? Dhyanam is not jnanam. Dhyanam is jnanam if it is with respect to that one Brahman. So anything with respect to that one Brahman, Advitiya Satyam, that is jnanam. So that is why the jnana margam of Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam is jnanam. It is not karma, because it is with respect to one Brahman. It is with respect to Vastu. So Vastu Tantram, even in jnanam also we can have concentration on some deity. So we will achieve that deity. So if we worship Shiva, we will get that destructive power. If we worship Vishnu or Lakshmi Devi, we will get lot of wealth. So that is also jnanam there, because it is meditation, it is focusing on one entity. This jnanam, there jnanam is not about the ultimate paramarthika vastu, but vyavaharam. In vyavaharam a vastu, an entity. It is not karma, it is not an action, but it is apprehension. Action and apprehension are two different things. Action and perception are two different things. We know the differences very well. Karma indriya, jnana indriya, we know very well. So jnanam is with respect to vastu, whereas karma is with respect to the doer who does it. So anyway, so all those dhyanam and all those are or will help us to an extent by purifying the mind, like nishkama karma, and they will give also chitta ekagrata. So it will help us in some way, but it won't give us moksha as long as it is not related to one Brahman. And Lakshmidhara goes to the extreme to say here that, my dear friend, like I have said previously, ajnanam makes it feel as if there is some sadhaka who has a sadhyam, who has a goal. There is nothing like sadhaka and sadhyam. There is nothing like a baddha purusha and a mukta purusha. There is only one. That one is beyond na bandhur na mitram gurur naiva shikshya na muktir na meyaha. So there is no mukti, there is no moksha, there is no bandhu, there is no mitram, there is no guru, there is no shishya. There is only chidananda rupaha shivoham shivoham. There is only one entity here. And what happens as a result of this ajnanam? If we don't apprehend Brahman, the moment we forget Brahman, ajnanam comes into picture. Ajnanam comes means what happens? Atma ajnana mahanidra jrambite. So this atma ajnanam, this ajnanam causes mahanidra jrambite. Jrambanam, jrambite means jrambanam means creating something which doesn't really exist. It's like a magician's creation. So it creates, what does it create? Mahanidra. What is this Mahanidra? Jaganmaye. This Mahanidra is filled with this Jagat. It is filled with Jagat. It is Jagat. This Mahanidra is this Jagat. And what is it? Dhirga Swapne, in this long dream, in this long dream of Ajnanam, this Ajnanam causes Mahanidra. It causes a great sleep. And Sphuranti, such a Sphuranam, such an existence, such a thing comes into existence. So this long dream, which is this universe, that comes out of where? Ajnanam, Atma Ajnanam. And what is Atma Ajnanam? It is Dirga Swapnam. So I think like we have to opposite. I'm sorry, my mistake. So Dirga Swapnam is Jagat. This Jagat is a Dirga Swapnam. Swapnam always comes in sleep. So the sleep, Atma Jnana Mahanidra, this Mahanidra of Atma Jnanam. So in this long sleep of Ajnanam, so wherever sleep is there, Swapnam has to be there. Swapnam will be there. Oh no, yesterday I slept without any dream. Impossible. Dream is there at least for a small period of time. So it may be insignificant, and most of the time we forget dream, therefore we may think there was no dream. So dream is always there. So in this big sleep of Atma Jnanam, and that creates, what does it create? Jrambite. It creates this Dirga Swapnam. Dirga Swapnam, this great or the long dream of Jagat. This Jagat. And out of this great dream, or in this great dream, comes Swarga, Moksha, Adi, Vibhramaha, the various illusions. Vibhramaha. So Vibhramaha, Brahmaha means Brahman, means illusion. Vibhramaha means Vishesha Brahman, great delusions, special delusions like Swargam, Moksha, etc. So Ete Swarga Moksha Adi Vibhramaha Sphuranti. All these rise. Where? Dirga Swapne Jaganmaye. Jaganmaye Dirga Swapne, in this long dream filled with the world, long dream of world itself, which is kajrambite, which comes out of atmajnana mahanidra, which is projected. So Tejamayananda uses the term projected jrambanam. Jrambanam means it's not real, it is showing as if it exists.